Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's now trendy for people to exchange digital voice notes or short voice recordings with someone they potentially want to date to determine if they get along personality-wise.
Okay.
So, and I can see how this would be beneficial because you go on a dating website, you see the person's face, you see their profile, but they may talk in an unusual way or might, you know, have a...
You like mean
a,
like the nanny when she would talk from New York and she had the New York accent?
Well, you never know because you can only see where they are from.
Or like Roseanne Barr.
Or like Forrest Gump.
So, yeah, I can understand that, actually. I think you also can tell a little bit about a personality of someone by the way they speak.
Well, and they say hearing a match's voice can help them determine if there's a spark. And also, it's a perfect way to have a pre-date screen. To, you know, it's not necessarily judging a book by its cover, is what the creators said, but it is pre-date build-up. It is like exciting pre-date build-up.
So is this voice clip specific to the person you're looking to go out with, or is it just something that you can put on your site?
No, you're wanting to hear their voice.
They're
just talking back and forth.
You are talking to that specific person, or is it like, hi, my name's Heidi, and I'm, you know, 5'6", blah, blah, or is it specific to once you make contact with somebody?
It may just be the hi, I'm Heidi thing.
Yeah, I think it just lets them hear a little bit of your voice.
All right.
But I don't know for sure because I'm not out there dating yet. Give me some time.
Mm-hmm. No, you have to figure out how the sites work before you can work them.
I don't see you doing this kind of dating.
Yeah.
It's too much technology.
Well, no, I got you. I'll just call you.
Like I said, I don't see you doing this kind of dating.
There should be a Yelp reviews for dates.
There should, but they would sue. People would sue you as soon as you left a bad review about it.
See, and that would be wrong. But, I mean, I would like that. I'd like whether, you know, she enjoyed her nice dinner or she enjoys, you know, throwing on a baseball hat and hitting a baseball game with a hot dog.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if other people are going to give you those kind of tips. Because they don't want to give her to you, so they would probably not tell you the useful stuff. Well, they would probably only tell you when they were mad about something.
Right. Well, it might be somebody that said, I took her to a nice restaurant downtown, expensive, she wanted a hot dog. And I'm let me call her. I like hot dogs.
Yeah. You and everyone else.
Did she have like 4 stars? Or 5 stars.
Stars. You could take photos. You know how people rate the restaurants, and they'll take a photo of, this look how something in my food here. I had to send it back. Look, I got to send her back. Her hair's messed up.
I think that's a good idea. But I will say, I think also this voice recording that you have, just a little clip on your dating website, would be beneficial.
Well, the only problem, and I guess what's dumb about this, is we have actually moved past that now, and video exists.
Right, yeah.
And so, like, we just had that lady not long ago who was on Bumble, and she was talking about how much she loved cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
We got to learn a lot more about her personality than if she had just give us the voice only.
Right, right.
So I think video clips need to go on dating websites, and these people are a little behind the times.
I agree.
Yeah, but there's so much to worry about with video. What's in the background, what you're wearing, how you're coming across, if you photograph well. I mean...
Well, that all exists with your photos, too.
Yeah, but video's a little bit different. And apparently, how you look.
Apparently people don't care what's in their bathroom behind them.
I know.
I saw that one, too.
And of course, we were talking about, you know, when you do your voice recording for your cell phone, like your messages, you always get nervous. Like, what would you say on this little voice clip on your dating site?
Like, well, just like a selfie, you could take it 100 times.
That's true. And then you got to get the right one. Like, hello, hi, this is what my voice sounds like. And
swipe left.
You made it that long?
He's a little slow.
I needed one that was opposite of this. I needed one that had just the voice but no pictures, because I would have done a lot better that way. Like if it was no pictures at all, but they heard my sexy voice.
Yeah.
Would have been like, I will go out with him.
It's like radio. People don't know we're not sexy.
Exactly. That's why we're so successful. If this was TV, we would be in trouble.
Out of jobs.
Okay. Well, you guys are laughing at my message. What would you say? Go, Heidi.
Hey, this is Heidi. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I like to do a lot of different things, and I hope you'll give me a call.
A
okay, that didn't work like you planned, did
it? No, it didn't. No, she's prepared for that, wasn't she?
A little more. How many times I've recorded that?
Hi, I'm Tom, and I'm a radio superstar, and I would love to go out with you tonight. I'll take you to a nice restaurant. You'll enjoy some incredible conversation with a very, very interesting guy, and that's me.
Oh, maybe.
Thank you, Kato. I already got one.